households face their highest electricity bills in 5 years this winter, according to the government's National Energy Affordability Task Force. It says the average annual household electricity bill is set to rise to €1,877 in the coming 12 months. That's €321 higher than last year due to the withdrawal of energy credits. It warns that some households will be facing a tough winter of significant energy cost pressures, and it may lead to increased financial stress and reduced consumption of essential energy. Well, let's speak now to Louise Bayliss, Head of Social Justice and Policy at St Vincent de Paul, who's with us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Justin.
You've had a look at this report from the government's Energy Affordability Task Force. It diagnoses the problem fairly well, a tough winter ahead. Does it come up with many solutions?
We would be disappointed with the solutions that come up. There is an affordability plan there, definitely, but there is no real direction to address those in energy poverty. There had been initially an energy poverty task force. They were subsumed within the energy affordability task force. And I can think the report suggests that it's not really addressing the key drivers of poverty and addressing measures to where we know those who are suffering most in energy poverty. You mentioned there the €321. If you look at the fuel allowance, people on fuel allowance, they got a 5 euro increase. That's €140 per week. Per year compared to the 321. That's a massive shortfall.
The government, of course, says that in the budget it did take some steps. It kept the VAT rate at 9% in gas and electricity, expanded the fuel allowance scheme, as you said, and made provision for record investment in retrofitting. Those are some of the measures taken. Is that going to be enough to help low-income families?
No, I don't think it is. I think one thing I will say, the expansion of the fuel allowance to families and working family payment was a very positive measure, and we absolutely welcome that. And that will make a huge difference to those households. We know that families with children are the ones who are most suffering energy utility arrears. They're, you know, it doubled last year for lone parents. What we have is it went from 14.1% of lone parents who were in arrears more than twice in the year in 2023, it doubled to 28.2% in 2024. We know that there's 300,000 households in electricity arrears, 170,000 in gas arrears, and that's before the season starts. That's a worrying statistic. The other thing that we keep saying and we keep asking for is there are no data on pay-as-you-go meters. How many people are self-disconnecting because they run out of money and they're without electricity for 2 days, maybe three?
Because there is a moratorium on disconnections for people who pay a bill.
Yes.
But it's different for people on pay-as-you-go meters.
Yes. So anecdotally, what we're seeing is that our volunteers, our members are going into households and they have no electricity from maybe Monday to Wednesday while they're waiting for payment to come through. We're providing vouchers and we're doing what we can. Last year, in 2023, we provided direct support of 43.67 million. That shows you where the deficit is in people who are not making ends meet.
The latest figures we have say that 13% of electricity customers, 27% of gas customers, that they are behind on their bills. Do you expect that number to rise this winter?
Well, absolutely. If you look at it, there's a couple of things there. We said about the 321 increase. The fuel allowance is only going to govern. Cover €140. That's a big deficit. We also know some of the CRU measures. One of them was that if you were on a pay-as-you-go meter because of arrears, you were previously paying 10% of any top-up you paid went towards your arrears. This year, that's increasing to 15%. That's another pressure that people who are already in arrears on a pay-as-you-go meter are going to experience.
And briefly then, the government says it's going to come up with a comprehensive energy affordability action plan. It'll be published next year. What do you want to see in that?
We want to see vulnerable customers expanded to people living in poverty. At the moment, it's for people with a disability and certain restrictions like that. But poverty is a vulnerability as well. We can identify those households. And we'd also like to see some measures for people who are tenants. A lot of the home building, all SEAI grants, they don't impact people who are renting on HAP, and they're the lower income households.
Louise Bayliss, Head of Social Justice and Policy at St Vincent de Paul, thank you very much for coming in to speak with us this morning. It's 7:45.